Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mavi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. A slip out of the cliffside underneath Highway 1 in Big Sur on Saturday morning has forced the closure of the roadway. The county estimates 1,600 tourists and locals were stranded Saturday night. Convoys made it onto the scene to help people travel out of the area on Sunday. They'll lead vehicles through the slip out area for the next several days, according to Caltrans. And nearly 500,000 fast food workers in California start earning at least $20 an hour today. But some restaurants have already started laying people off in response to the change. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Javala-Romero reports.
Sandra Jauregui works the fryer, drive-thru, and grill at a Jack in the Box in Sacramento. The Guatemalan immigrant says $20 an hour will help her feed her three grandkids and cover the rent. The state minimum wage increase covers limited service restaurants with more than 60 establishments nationwide. But most fast food restaurants in California are franchises, run by small business owners like Brian Hum, who pay fees to corporations to represent their brand.
I don't know if I'll still be in business or not. You know, and that's scary.
Hum owns two franchise shops in San Jose that offer acai bowls, salads, and smoothies. He says he's already cut hours for some of his 30 employees, and he's raising prices 5 to 10%.
Definitely not hiring any new people, and possibly layoffs due to slower sales because of the higher prices.
Union leaders who push for the higher wages say top fast food corporations make billions of dollars and could choose to cut their fees to ease the burden on franchisees and consumers. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala-Romero.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcasts too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
It was hailed as the official end of single-family zoning in California and decried as a threat to suburban neighborhoods. But 2 years later, Senate Bill 9 has done little to add new housing, despite a desperate need for it. That may change soon. As KQED housing editor Aaron Baldessari explains, a growing number of developers have emerged with an offer: cash for your backyard.
Gail Tremaine and her husband Brian moved to East San Jose 45 years ago for the quiet.
We hear roosters and we get wild turkeys, and I fight with the deer all the time because they come down and they decimate my plants.
Their house is just outside city limits, nestled into the side of a gently sloping hill. Over the years, the couple terraced their front yard and part of the back, but there was always a portion of their nearly 2-acre property that remained untamed.
Right now, it's just become an area we need to do the weed control, and the county gets after us if the weeds get too high.
Now that they're in their 70s, Brian says,
we're getting to the age where we want less land.
The couple thought about building a backyard cottage or ADU, but the cost and the idea of taking on more debt was daunting. That's when they learned about BuildCasa, a company that would purchase a portion of their backyard and sell it to a developer. The company is able to do that thanks to SB 9, which went into effect in 2022. It allows property owners to split their lot and build up to two duplexes. Ben Baer is the company's founder and CEO. His pitch?
So homeowners can get anywhere from $50,000 to $400,000 in cash while keeping their existing home and mortgage.
Baer says their clients make, on average, just over $100,000. In exchange, they lose about 10% or less in the value of their existing property.
So there's a major sort of positive benefit when you compare those two numbers.
And BuildCasa isn't alone. In Southern California, Yardsworth has a similar model, except they plan to develop the newly split lots themselves. And elsewhere in the state, other companies are specializing in particular aspects of SB 9. Baer says homeowners need some kind of facilitator. His company and these others are trying to fill the gap.
These types of projects are really costly and complicated for a homeowner to take on. They're basically asking the homeowner to be a developer.
But whether their offers are enticing enough to encourage more homeowners to take advantage of the law remains to be seen. Muhammad Alameldin is skeptical these companies alone can kickstart construction of new housing.
Because very few projects could work with Senate Bill 9.
He's a policy associate at the Turner Center for Housing Innovation at UC Berkeley. And he says many cities have added their own restrictions to the law or tacked on costly fees, making the projects less viable. A KQED survey of 16 cities of varying sizes across the state found that in the first 2 years after SB 9 went into effect, the cities collectively approved just 90 lot splits and 91 applications for new units under the law, compared to nearly 9,000 ADUs.
And it shows that there are some issues with the law itself that make homeowners either not want to pursue a lot split or to build an ADU instead.
In 2022, ADUs represented nearly a fifth of the state's estimated housing supply. But getting to that level took years and nearly a dozen new laws to reduce restrictions and spur construction. Alameldin says the legislature should take the same approach with SB 9.
If we do not go back after implementation and reform and fix some of the requirements of that bill and introduce new legislation to make it better, then what's the point of even having this big fight in the first place?
Democratic State Senator Tony Atkins has a proposal that begins to address some of these issues, but it was put on hold last year. If approved, it would add a time limit for cities to permit or deny applications and require the projects not be held to higher design standards than other homes. But even then, there are less tangible barriers to SB 9 that no amount of legislation can overcome.
Like I say, change is hard.
Gail Tremaine says their lot split project will require sacrificing a portion of both their back and front yards.
Yeah, that kind of tugs at my heart a little.
But even if she's not relishing the change, she says she is ready for it. For the California Report, I'm Erin Baldessari in San Jose.
And that is the California Report for Monday, April 1st. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. The James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night, knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.